The Skagway Assembly is divided over a proposed recreation center expansion, and Haines introduces a new winter festival. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. The Skagway Borough Assembly is still divided on whether now is the right time to invest millions of dollars in a recreation center expansion and pool. At a meeting Thursday, assembly members debated the project. For now, they haven't made a decision, but one possibility is to send it to a public vote. Thursday's meeting began with some compelling testimony.
Wouldn't you like to be responsible for saving the lives of Skagway's children?
Abigail Tidlow Trinnell was one of several fourth and fifth graders who made their case to the assembly. Fifth grade teacher Mary Thol is on the Rec Center Expansion Board. She says she encouraged her students to write about their opinions of the project.
Dear Skagway Assembly members, are the kids always bored and on cell phones in Skagway? Yes. Kids and adults need fitness.
Kennedy Cox and others talked about how cramped the rec center is.
Are the kids at Skagway expected to topple over the grown-ups because of no space?
She also brought up the importance of learning how to swim.
When I go on my grandparents' boat, I'm so uncomfortable because I can't swim.
A few adults spoke in favor of the rec center expansion and pool as well. Here's Corey Nelson.
If you don't create a culture, the culture will create itself. And if we don't start investing in projects like this that promote health, activity, and community, we're kind of leaving the future up to chance.
Some of these same arguments were made a year ago when the Assembly considered an earlier iteration of the Rec Center expansion and Aquatic Wellness Center. Some assembly members balked at the cost and asked committees to cut down on bells and whistles in the project. The current proposal is a $17 million expansion and pool. Proponents say the additional exercise space and four-lane pool would meet Skagway's needs without going overboard. All of the assembly members said a rec center expansion and pool would be great, but they differed over whether this is the best time to spend $17 million on such a project. Here's Jay Burnham and Tim Cochran.
I honestly believe a majority of people in this town want a swimming pool.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I know
everybody wants a swimming pool. I want one. I don't want a $20 million pool building and everything if we can't pay for it.
Burnham said his belief in the rec center and pool is one reason he ran for assembly. He and Angela Greaser defended the project to their more reluctant peers. Here's Greaser with Mayor Mark Schaefer commenting in the background.
There are generations that have grown up here that can't swim.
Yeah, there are.
Because there's always something more important. There's always some sort of financial instability that, nope, we can't spend money on the pool. That's an extra that we just can't afford right now. And that's what the answer is always going to be.
Assembly members Cochran, Steve Burnham Jr., and Orion Hansen all mentioned uncertainty about the future of the port as one reason for their hesitation. Skagway's economy is heavily dependent on cruise ships, but the future of cruise ship docks and the rest of the port is in limbo right now because of access issues with the private company that controls much of the waterfront. Here's Hansen.
What happens if the ships don't come? What happens if there's some sort of horrible event and they're not tourists? You know, we can't just assume that it's going to keep cooking along and everything's hunky-dory and where everybody's making money. So, I don't think that we can put this forth before we have a plan of how we pay for it.
The pool and rec center committees did propose a plan, a 1% year-round retail sales tax hike, which would pay for general obligation bonds. Steve Burnham Jr. wasn't sure about that idea.
I'm not in favor of it being dedicated solely to one project, because then we have a sixth of our sales tax going to one thing and the other 5% going to pay for everything.
Last year, the assembly considered a 1% sales tax increase, but the members were split about whether it should go toward just the rec center or major projects in general. a few people voiced support for the Assembly to send the Rec Center Pool Project to a public vote. But first, the Assembly referred it to the Finance Committee. Considering how divided the Assembly is, Mayor Schaefer said it may be challenging to get the approval to send the project to a public vote. Haines is well known for Beer Fest in May and the Southeast Alaska State Fair in the summer. In just a few weeks, a new festival will be introduced to the community. Haines Winter Fest will be held for the first time this year, from March 3rd through 5th. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
Tourism Director Leslie Ross has been wanting to do something like this since she took on the job a few years ago.
Wanting to have something going on in the spring winter that celebrates all of our winter sports and activities and brings people here at that time of the year.
Now Haines Winterfest is happening.
Finally this year, even though it's a little bit last minute and thrown together, we just figured we need to get it started and then we can grow from here.
In its inaugural year, the festival will be made up of 5 main events. Several of them are things that usually happen as separate events, including the Telluride Mountain Film Festival, the Miles Klahini Ski Classic, and the Haines Winter Games. The cross-country ski race is put on by the Haines Ski Club, the film festival by the Tokchinook Watershed Council, and the fair, which also organizes the Winter Games. Fair Director Jessica Edwards has been working with Ross to develop the festival. She says she's interested to see if bringing these events together will affect participation.
If they're one weekend after another, it's a little harder to want to commit to doing something, but I'm really curious and interested in how this will appeal to the public or local community as a festival, as a weekend of events. I think it has cool potential and I'm excited about that.
There is one new event in the mix, the Coot to Cat Winter Alpine Adventure Race. Teams of 2 or more start at Mile 6 Lutak Road, go up, over, and down Mount Rapinski, and finish at the fairgrounds. Lindsay Johnson, one of the organizers, says it's open to everyone, not just skiers. She says the tourism department and the fair were key players in making the race a reality. There are separate fees for each of the events, except for the First Friday events that kick off the weekend and the Winter Games that cap it off. Those are free. The proceeds from the other events will go toward the organizations sponsoring them. Edwards hopes the event will encourage winter tourism, which is one of the goals in the Haines Comprehensive Plan.
Locals understand that this can be an amazing place to play in the winter. And as the adventure capital of Alaska, you know, that's how we've branded ourselves, just trying to think of ways to broaden that appeal and let people know there's great cross-country skiing here. There's a lot of fun things to do in the alpine here that you can get at in the wintertime.
Ross says in developing the idea for the festival, she was inspired by the backcountry bash and ball that Skagway used to put on.
Haines has so many winter sports, and I think we're growing as a destination for winter sports. And so it'd be great to bring in we're focusing mainly on bringing in UConn and Juneau to participate, and as well as just having locally something going on for people to come together. We have all these different user groups, and it's fun to bring everyone together and celebrate.
She says she hopes to continue to expand the festival in coming years to include things like workshops and a dance party. You can find a schedule of this year's events and registration information at visithaines.com. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. And coming up in KHNS News next week...
And if we have an issue, we all should work together to solve the problem.
Historically low Chilkat River king salmon runs spur the Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Committee to action. The Haines Public Safety Commission meets again to weigh the police department's request to bring on another officer.
I think a safe approach is in FY18 adding an additional officer, going back to the 5 officers that you have.
And the Skagway Committee working on a solid waste and recycling center gives their pitch to the public. That's coming up in KHNS Local News next week. The news team has Monday off for President's Day. We'll be back Tuesday morning. Have a great weekend.